Blog Talk Radio.
The Healing Circle is a panel composed of spiritual teacher Kat Edwards and myself, David Clark, a former social worker. We come together every week for topical discussions in which we share our experience, strength, and hope about everyday life. From depression to connection, we cover all the issues you feel and see as you walk life's sacred journey. Listeners are encouraged to call in and contribute to the show because we all have hard-earned wisdom we need to share. Join us every week at the same day and time. And for today's show, we're going to be discussing going with the flow. So please feel free to participate or just to listen. Now let me introduce my co-host, Kat Edwards. Kat, how are you today? Oh, we're having a problem, Kat. I think I'm going to need to ask you to call back in, and we'll take it from there. I'll talk a little bit about what going with the flow means. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm going to just send her a quick Facebook message. Oh, she heard me. Okay, so going with the flow. That was my idea from last week when we talked about another topic that this subject came up in. And going with the flow means being relaxed and accepting a situation rather than trying to alter or control it. Now, if you go with the flow, you let things happen or let other people tell you what to do rather than trying to control what happens to yourself. I'm going to ask Kat what she thinks about that. I'm not sure if it's letting other people tell you what to do or just being open to what they have to say. So if there's nothing that you can do about the problem, you might as well just go with the flow. Let's see if Kat's there. There she is. Hi, Kat.
Oh, hi, David. Hi,
there
I'm
you
back.
Are. Good, yes. Good. That's so weird when that happens, isn't it?
It is, because we were just talking before we started broadcasting and everything was fine.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, the important thing is that you're here, and I'm a queer, so you're a dear. couldn't resist that. I was just putting forth something I read when I Googled going with the flow, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'd like to know what you think. It says if you go with the flow, you let things happen or let other people tell you what to do rather than trying to control what happens yourself. Now, I agree that you need to let go of control when you're going with the flow, but I didn't understand that part about letting other people tell you what to do. What do you think about
that?
No. I mean, I was just thinking maybe it was to be open to what other people have to say and relating and not reacting to them, just being open-minded and listening. So, no, I didn't like that at all. It didn't make any sense. What does going with the flow mean to you?
Well, it doesn't mean letting people tell me what to do. It means that if there's a situation that occurs in life, don't battle the situation, especially with your emotions, because you're only causing yourself more hardship. You can let yourself have emotions. If there's a situation that's difficult that arises, there's no point in trying to deny the emotions. But don't try and battle the situation emotionally either. That's the surrender aspect of it, is surrender your emotions to the situation. Then you have a clearer mind. And with a clearer mind, you can start to formulate a plan as to how to navigate the situation so that you're a boat on the ocean and you're going with the current. And you may have to steady that boat. You may have to put the sails up or drop the sails. You may have to unload extra things to make the boat light. You may have to bring on more people to help you run the boat. But you need to make sure that you're steering it properly, and that means you have to be stoic. You can't allow these emotions to get in the way. So you have to surrender to the fact that you're in this situation, and now how do you navigate yourself through it? That, to me, is it going through the flow.
Oh, I like that. That's really good. One of the things that I saw about going with the flow was being a mental state when a person is performing some activity and is fully immersed and feeling energized, fully involved, and enjoying the process of the activity. That made sense to me, too. I think going with the flow is the opposite of resistance. And there's an old saying that what you resist persists. And when you go with the flow, things may be a little more simple, not necessarily easier. But I believe in keeping it simple. I think that is... so easy to complicate things, and that just makes life a lot more difficult.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking up going with the flow when it comes to the tao.
Say that again.
And quotes from the tao. As far as going with the flow. And I've got one here from Lao Tzu. Act without striving. Work without interfering. Find the flavor in what is flavorless. Here's another one. Whatever is flexible and flowing will tend to grow. Whatever is rigid and blocked will wither and die. Tao Chi Ching. So, yeah. Here's one last one. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. So you're allowing the elements in your life to move forward, the water, the air, the fire, the earth, the metal, the wood. And you're allowing them to do what they must in order to make life function. But always, water will always follow the easiest path. And so I think that too is part of going with the flow is, you know, don't create any resistance. Flow with the easiest path, no matter what's on your plate.
Well, I think the key word that you used a few times is allowing. I know Esther Hicks talks about allowing. I don't know if it's the art of allowing or what, but when I allow something to happen, I am being a participant in life. And when I'm resisting it, then I am fighting against the current. I'm fighting against how life is meant to unfold. And that's not to say that I'm a victim to whatever happened. It's just saying that I'm a part of the process instead of the opposite, whatever that would be.
Yeah, well, I think you can choose to become a victim in life or choose to remain in a sense of empowerment of knowing who you are. And when situations arise, no matter how awful they are, you still got that sense of dignity. And when you're going with the flow, you're going with the flow with that sense of dignity. So you're not... You're not losing anything. So that takes the struggle away. And it allows you to then start to see the truth of the situation, which I think I'm repeating myself. To be like water. It's 10 past 6 in the morning, people.
Well,
he hasn't kicked in.
Life is not easy, especially when you first wake up, if things happen, and things do happen. We need to allow things to start flowing a little bit before we can go with the flow.
Yeah, so be like water, the South tells us. Flow smoothly around obstacles rather than bumping up against them. Adapt yourself to the shape of the channel and you won't get stuck. The natural rather than the human-made world is offered as a model. And that's what Lao Tzu says, that the natural world is the most perfect example of perfection. And we can learn everything from the natural world. It's just one of the most profound things that came out of China. Is from the Tao.
Interesting. Now, I read that the expression was first recorded to be used by Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor, and that he talked about the flow of happiness and thoughts, and that he surmised that most things flow naturally, and that it was better to go with the flow than try to change society, whatever that means. That, again, I have a little bit of a problem with something like that because we can be instruments of change. And I don't see where we would need to try to resist that. So I don't know. Just a thought.
Well, it depends what the change is and the situation that you find yourself in too, because
you might find
yourself in a political situation where it's worth your while to resist it. I mean, Pol Pot political situation, that was awful and that was worth resisting. I think that it depends on what's going on in society too, as to whether or not you're wanting to resist or keep things going when it comes to government. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of unhappy people here in this country because of what's going on, and they are resistant to what the government are wanting to implement, and I agree with them. So I don't think that going with the flow in that situation is the wisest move, but rather to go with the flow within you rather than going with the flow externally as to what other people are wanting you to do. And there's that question that you said at the beginning, when do you go with the flow and just follow what other people want, or do you go with the flow and follow what you truly want?
I think that we're all instruments of change, or that we can be.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was interesting, and I can't find it now, but there was one thing that I read where it suggested that going with the flow was not a good thing, and you just gave an idea about that. I can't remember what it said, and I can't find it, but it does say here that going with the flow is not always good on certain currents, and this is I look at it as a metaphor. It says if you do go with the flow, you'll get caught in the cross currents or go over a waterfall. You need intention and you need to row too. So there's a little metaphor for people. I guess it's a matter of not getting carried away and kind of setting a course and then being open to the different branches of roads that come along and making the best possible choice that you can on the path you're going to follow, because life is a mystery, and we may think that it's supposed to go one way, but then we have the right to change our minds and learn our lessons along the way and make our mistakes and accept that sometimes seeming failures are good things because we learn wonderful lessons from them. So there are all kinds of, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I lost the thread.
No, that's all right. So if you're going with the flow, there's a difference between that and being in flow. So I think we just need to make that clear. So when you're in flow, that's when you're losing hours because you're doing something really intense and creative or really intense and whatever the opposite is to creative. That's when you're in this zone, you get into this creative zone and there you stay and you look up and go, wow, I haven't had lunch or dinner and it's midnight, but look what I made. So that's going with the flow. That's being in flow. And I'm sure that all of us at one point or another have felt like we've been in flow. It's a really, really magical mindset to be in, and it's where all manner of cutting edge ideas come to you, and it's very, very worth thinking about getting into, especially when you're doing something creative or if you have to set yourself up and get a whole lot of work done. Getting in the flow is really, really good. But going with the flow, that's different. That's when a situation arises and you have to navigate it. And so how do you deal with that? So you've got a hardship facing you. How are you going to deal with it so that you get out of it in the best possible way? How are you going to deal with it? Well, firstly, you've got to get a handle of these emotions. And sometimes that is a mental thing, but sometimes it's a physical thing and the emotions are physically expressing themselves through your body and they're not expressing themselves consciously. It doesn't matter how much work you do on yourself, the subconscious mind is going to bring up all of this stress anyway. So firstly, don't try and suppress it. Release it in a safe way, safe to yourself and safe to others. And while you're releasing it, try and think logically the entire time. Don't allow illogical thinking to blow you off course. So sometimes thinking about something that doesn't stress you out will help you to deal with those emotions. For example, sitting in the garden, doing boring, mundane things like housework, washing up, folding, anything that is not stressed out, but don't get behind the wheel of a car. And, start to allow those feelings to flow through you so that you don't have them bottled up. And this can help to focus you a little bit on something else so that you can not cloud your thoughts with anxiety. Repeating a mantra to yourself is also really important. So that mantra, you know, I surrender to the good and I flow with the good, that's a good one. Things are not going as they plan, but that's okay. The outcome will be a blessing in disguise. So you're telling yourself there's something better coming. I can't control others. I can only control myself. It's another good one. Allow yourself to smile and laugh at your own expense. Let all of that go. You know, don't take yourself so seriously. Just laugh at yourself. You know, you don't have to self-deprecate and make a scene of yourself to others, but being a little bit more light around yourself and the whole situation is going to help you to deal with it. Don't let other people push you around while you're going through the situation. Think about what you need to do and who you need to speak to and gather knowledge. And, you know, you may have to make sacrifices in order to get yourself together. And if you're involved in a court case, you're not going to just sit there and let the prosecution be the one that calls all the shots and then you end up 20 years in jail because you didn't defend yourself, you were just going with the flow. So you need to surrender to safe, if there's a safe person and you know that they're safe and they're competent, then you can work with them and surrender to the fact that you are now working with somebody else to get the best possible outcome, but at the same time, you still need to have your wits about you. And you can also bend the rules. Sometimes we can be too hard on ourselves. And so, you know, plans can be made and broken if necessary. If there's something that you have to stick by or something that you just don't want to do because it's disrupting the flow. I think we already talked about letting go of control.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're going with the flow, the control that you may always hold on to is now becoming like holding a wet piece of soap. It's very hard. And so in the holding too hard, you're losing control. So you need to find a balance. You need to find a balance of it, having control over yourself and your navigation through the situation, as well as just knowing that you can't control what other people do or think. So rather than holding on too tight and then not hearing your inner voice and how to navigate it, your sense of control can let you down. So it's a what psychotherapists call radical acceptance. It's the idea that you don't agree or condone with something, you do accept it as fact and you can't control it. And then, you know, you want to look at the bigger picture and you want to see what's really, really going on, like how things will work for you rather than against you in the long term. What have you got out of this and how can you get more positivity out of it in the future? Like, You've got to project your mind. You've got to look into forethought. So at the same time as you're projecting your mind and seeing how, if you navigate this well, how it will turn out well, and also projecting your mind allows you to foresee consequences that are negative as well. So it's very, very good to do that. But at the same time, you have to be present in the moment and mindful. It's like a bunch of things that you've got to do all at once, Dave. It can be hard to be in the flow. It's very self-disciplined.
But right.
When you're mindful, yeah, when you're mindful, you're taking in what's happening right now, and that's really, really important.
Oh, I think
and
that's key.
You're embracing, yeah, it is, absolutely. You're embracing imperfection too. You're allowing things to not be really as perfect as you'd like. And you're saying, okay, well, actually, the imperfection allows this to be more beautiful. And there's going to be rough and terrible days, but there's also going to be good days too. And then, and finally, to focus on the positive. So something might not be going your way, and but when you focus on the positives, it's really, really important that you feel and see and know the positives, even in the face of distinct hardship. You must have a look and see that there is still good around you. Because as I've said time and time again, there's so much good in the world. The basic good is everywhere. And when you begin to realize just how amazing the basic good is and how it never, ever leaves you, it's hard to let go of that. And it's that thing, that very thing that allows you to stay keeping a grip and keeping focused on the truth and the positivity that you have. Okay, I think I've said enough. Your turn, David.
Well, you said more than a mouthful, and I mean, I think you've covered all the bases. There were a few things that I really liked that really spoke to me, and one was being flexible and also not taking yourself so seriously, finding the humor in situations, and letting go of those things that you don't have control over. I was thinking about an instance that I'm going through now in my life where I'm learning to go with the flow, and I would ask you to think about the same thing, Kat, whether it's present or past. But as I've talked about in recent shows, I'm going through a transition as far as my living situation goes. I've inherited a house and all of the possessions in it, and I have another home that I've been living in for 17 years, which is full of stuff. Now, I've packed 25 boxes already, and still I have everything and more left within the house that's not packed, and I don't know what to do with all of it. So I'm going to have to do some letting go. And before I sat down and wrote things down, my head was spinning when I thought of everything that needed to be done, because there are repairs that need to be made in my current home, the repairs that need to be made in the new home, the finances and getting to the new home, which is going to make my financial situation better, is going to be complicated in the meantime, because I'm going to have to pay expenses on two houses on a very limited income. And, well, there's more to it than that as far as finances go. But I sat down and I wrote down all of the different steps that I have to go through. And I've been going at it piecemeal, a little bit at a time. And so doing, I've been able to let go of a lot of anxiety that I was experiencing before that. And yeah, it still returns, but you know, when I think about it, other instances in my life where I've experienced similar feelings have always worked out. And I think it's important for me to remember that I don't control everything, that I can take charge of what I can, and I need to let go of the rest and just have faith that all will be well, or as well as it can be. I don't know. I do and I don't know. I say that. So that's something that I'm going through now, and it's another life lesson. And hopefully when I gain a little more confidence after having gone through this situation, the next time I'm faced with a situation that might make me anxious, I'll just remember that I got through something that was a real challenge to me. And then perhaps I will not feel the same kind of anxiety about a future situation that might present some complications in my life. So it's all good. You know, I must say that I have a lot of gratitude for the prosperity that's come into my life, and the new living situation is going to be better in a lot of different ways. So I have great anticipation, but there's a part of me that just wants to be through the whole process and have the next 6 months come to an end so that everything will be a done deal. And, that's not realistic. I have to go through it, and I am going through it, and some days are better than others as far as my projection stuff goes. I need to let go of projection that causes anxiety, and I need to stay current, and I love what you said about being aware. I think it's so important to be present to the moment with whatever it is that we're going through. So that's something that I wanted to share. I don't know if there's anything from your life that you could talk about how you went with the flow and reduced anxiety.
I think my whole life has been about going with the flow. Mm. I learned a long time ago that if I went with the flow, I had an easier life than if I resisted it. And oh, hang on a second, sorry. I'm trying to broadcast this. So my son's walking around in the kitchen. Where was I? That's going with flow there, David, just see. Yes. Yeah. You can't control what other people do and think, and you do only have what you can say, think, and do as the choices. And your choices may not be choices that other people agree with either. It may be that your choice is based in fear, and maybe that fear is actually a fear that's warranted. Or maybe your choice is based in love, and they're telling you that you should be fearful, and in their circumstances you should be, but in yours not. So it's not black and white. But one thing that does happen is you become more resilient. I just remember when my two eldest boys were young and I was having to deal with the aftermath of breaking up with their father and everything that went on there, and there was a lot of mind games being played, and I knew it. And I decided that I would have to play the game too, because he was playing the game And so the way to go with the flow was actually to play the game too. There was a choice. Stay out of the game and the game would be played on me whether I wanted it or not, and the results would not necessarily be the best results for me and my children. I'll get in the game and play it, and the consequences in the short term might suck, but the long-term consequences are the ones you're after. You're after the long-term gain, even though you have short-term pain. So that's what I did, and I remember seeing my homeopath one day, and I was only about 23, 24, and I said to her, this is what's going on, and I have to play this game. And so I don't want to become somebody who's a manipulative person. I don't want to become deceitful. And so I have to play this game in a way that's true to me and isn't going to stoop to his level. And because he was being manipulative and deceitful. And so I built some resilience against it. I built some resilience against the BS. And I accepted it as it was, the situation. And then I began to look at consequences, have that foresight. I allowed myself to have that foresight. And I started to get on the chessboard. And in the short term, there was a lot of short-term pain with every single chess move. But the long-term gain was worth it because I've got two boys that still love me, still talk to me, still want to hang out with me, and they're in their early and mid-20s now. And so I had to play the long game, and the long game worked out. And that's what you need to think about, I think, sometimes. Because going with the flow, you know, you're a particle on the river, you know, maybe you're a leaf on the river. Well, that river's got rapids. That river's got waterfalls. That river's got big pools where the waters become still and there's a slow current. But it always moves. It is one of the most powerful elements. And then it always, always moves. It is indestructible. You get the water and you boil it, it becomes gas. You freeze it and it becomes solid. You thaw it and it becomes liquid. You can't destroy it. And you have to remember that is you as well. You cannot be destroyed. So become resilient instead. Harden yourself to the storm. Don't be a victim. But at the same time, allow yourself to move with what is coming and what has come to pass. What do you think about that, David? Do you think being more resilient is the way to go?
Say that again.
I said, do you think being more resilient is the way to go?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I was thinking about everything you were saying about water, and I was thinking about the currents and the waterfalls. And I think there is a time when you do need to not go with the flow, or you're going to go over that waterfall and swim like... Use every muscle in your body to swim to the shore if you can, so you don't get swept away. You're just loaded with wisdom today. I really have appreciated what you had to share. No, I truly have, and I thank you so much. I don't have much more to say on the topic. I don't know if you do. If you don't, perhaps we should close early with a meditation.
Yeah, let's do that. I think we're just going to go over and over the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Would Would you honor us with one?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let's put our feet flat on the ground, on the floor, and back straight, and palms facing the ceiling. Take a deep breath, and as you release the breath, relax into your chair. Another one, and relax deeper into the chair. And another, and relax deeper into the chair. And feel the weight of gravity as your bottom becomes more comfortable and heavier in the chair. And you feel that sense of security of the weight of gravity and your bottom comfortably in the chair. Feel the sense of security of your feet resting comfortably on the floor and the sense of security of your arms feeling comfortable with your palms facing it. And just breathe. And see that you're still alive, that there are good people around you. See that you're strong. And that you have a sense of knowing who you are. And imagine that you are a boat. And you are on the Amazon River. There's creatures in the water below you that will eat you. There's creatures that could strike you. And there's creatures that have no interest in you at all. So you're safe in your boat. And the rapids are coming up. And you have to brace yourself. Check your boat. Make sure that your boat is secure. That it the hull is strong. Batten down anything that might move. Prepare. And then grab the oars and begin to navigate as you go through the rapids. Be completely present as you enter the rapids. There is the unknown in the middle of the rapids. Do not be in fear of the unknown. Be only present with what is before you at all times, and deal with what you have now rather than fear of what is to come. And say to yourself, I am in control of myself. I am in control of myself. I am in control of myself. And feel that sense of purpose that goes with that. Sense of practicality. And the sense of security that you give yourself and others because you are capable. And and you're coming out the other end of the rapids and into a calm pool. You made it. You went with the flow. You're still in one piece. And you're in the calm and the security of the pool. You rode ashore. Get out of the boat and sit on the bank and rest. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
Well, I wish everybody a good day and a good night, and I wish the same to you, Kat.
And you too, David. Thanks for
okay.
tuning in, everyone.
Yes, thank you. Until next week.
Goodbye.